The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, a good Monday to all of you. Warm welcome. And I hope that the beginning of this week finds you well. And if not, I hope that the unfolding of the week goes well for you. Our companion for this day, for this morning, for this sitting, is the statue on the IMC altar, statue of the Buddha. And it's more than just a statue. It is a depiction of a particular event in the life of the Buddha, or to say it more accurately, perhaps, not just an event, but in the story of the Buddha. And there's a custom sometimes in different rooms in a Buddhist monastery. The Buddha will have will depict a different story. In some rooms where mostly the Dharma is taught, the Buddha is, hands are in a teaching gesture. In a place where meditation is emphasized, he's often in this posture here, where it's a meditation posture. And it depicts the moment of his awakening, or just before his awakening. His right hand is reaching over his right knee to touch the earth, and a little bit blocking it. It's a story that is inspiring for many people. It's meant to be here to represent a story that becomes our own story. It's a story of sitting in the middle of our life. The Buddha sits very stable, strong, and the uprightness of the Buddha is not an uprightness that turns away from anything, but sits in the middle. And the depiction is an occasion where the chaos and temptations and worldly challenges of life are all around the Buddha. And he has an equanimity, he has a balance in the midst of all the challenges that are coming in the story that is depicted in this statue. And then he's challenged in some deep way about his right to be awakened. And he reaches and touches the earth, calls upon the goddess of the earth as a witness that to his right, to his the appropriateness, the naturalness of him becoming awakened. And this reference to the earth can evoke many different things for different people. For some of us, for me, it evokes the naturalness of it all, or the way in which that we are part of the earth, part of this nature, and that any movement to deny that, pull away from it, separate ourselves from that with greed, hatred, and delusion is a loss. And we can come back to that place of home, of freedom, which is kind of our place in nature. So that's a story. The statue depicts a story. And in a sense, when we sit down to meditate, we are participating in a story. And a story of finding peace, a story of waking up, a story of compassion, of discovering, engaging in this world, not to fix it, not to run away from it, not to return to some pristine way in which things used to be, but rather to wait to find our equanimity, our calm, our peace. It's a journey. In a sense, it's a story. In a sense, every time we meditate, we could tell the story of that meditation, of how it unfolded and what the challenges were. And sometimes this idea of, that it's a journey, a story, that a journey that we can narrate, can be a distraction for sure. But it also can be an inspiration. It can give us a sense of possibility and encouragement, inspiration to, yes, here I am on this journey. Let me stay in the journey. Let me stay in this story, as opposed to slipping away into other stories of that maybe are depressing or just not to the point or worse. So in this story, we are here to be present, to begin with establishing our presence with our body. And everyone will find, everyone has a little different body, so the posture we take will be different from each other. Some will sit cross-legged, some in a chair, some lying down. Some of you might actually be standing or doing walking meditation during this time. But to enter into your posture, whatever your posture is, with a dignity and a metaphorical uprightness, here is the place to be established, to be rooted. Here, in the middle of this world, of your world, to sit with a posture expressing some level of stability, calmness, rootedness here, and then to gently close your eyes and to appreciate this body that we have, whatever the challenges of the body might be. In a sense, this body is our companion. This body has to sit with respect and dignity for this body, to feel it and sense it as it is. And with appreciation, with love, with compassion, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, 3/4 full, and a long exhale of releasing, relaxing as you exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And with a normal breath, to continue this entering into your body, maybe similar to lowering your body into a warm or refreshing pool of water. Entering into your body, from the top down, with the relaxing of the face. The relaxing of the shoulders. With the relaxing of the chest. The softening of the belly. And within this body, to become attuned to the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And there is a kind of communion or companionship with the Buddha in breathing. And that he too meditated mindful of his breathing. And so that some of the sensations you're experiencing of breathing are the same as his. As we sit here, we're engaged in a journey, a story. Relaxing the mind enough and focusing the mind enough so that we allow ourselves to just be here in this moment's experience, breathing. Touching the earth that's within, that we are. If you find yourself distracted, re-enter the story of waking up here. Of being present here, rooted, grounded in your lived experience. See it as a journey, a process of entering the present more and more fully, breath by breath, moment by moment. Give yourself to the journey. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to appreciate anything that can be appreciated about this journey of meditation, to appreciate maybe how you are right now, the relief of coming to the end, or the ways in which you are now maybe a little bit calmer or centered than you were before. This particular 30-minute story is coming close to an end. And it is what it is, the journey. And there's a tradition in Buddhism to never end a journey of practice without dedicating the value of the practice for the benefit of others. That in whatever ways that this can work, seen and unseen, intentionally and unintentionally, we aspire, we wish that the story doesn't end here with us, but that rather the story continues into the world, benefiting the world from our efforts here. May it be that spreading from us, the hundreds of us that are meditating together this morning, may there be a radiating glow or radiating momentum of benefiting the world. May the world be better, safer, happier, more peaceful. Because we've meditated here today. And may we contribute to that possibility in the people we encounter, the places we go, the things that we do today. And may this journey and story of benefiting the world continue for a long time. Thank you.